The new NBA champions are the Detroit Pistons. They defeated the Los Angeles Lakers last night, 100-87. The 4-1 victory was one of the most stunning upsets in NBA history. The Pistons beat a team that had won 3 NBA titles in the previous 4 years. Commentator John Feinstein joins us now. Good morning.
Morning, Steve.
We have to begin in a moment like this, I think, with the classic sports writer's question. What happened?
I think it was a classic example of two teams going in the opposite direction. The Lakers, old, bickering, and near the end of their reign, and the Pistons, young, enthusiastic, with two players, Richard Hamilton and Chauncey Billups, really emerging as stars in this series. And you could see with each passing game, Steve, the Pistons getting more and more confident and saying, hey, we can do this. And the Lakers going, uh-oh, we're in a heap of trouble here.
Well, the Lakers coach Phil Jackson was trying for his 10th NBA title. That didn't happen.
No, Red Auerbach can rest easy. The great Celtics coach still has 9, and Phil Jackson still has 9. And in the process of beating Phil Jackson and denying him that 10th title, Larry Brown of the Pistons made some history of his own because he's the first coach in history to win an NBA title and a Division I NCAA title since he won the national championship at Kansas in 1988. Larry's coached 10 different teams at the pro and college level, Steve, and maybe he's finally found happiness and his wanderings will end in Pittsburgh, in Detroit. I don't know where I came up with Pittsburgh.
Well, in Detroit, regarding Detroit, Rasheed Wallace was a controversial player for them. What role did he play in this championship?
Well, he and Ben Wallace inside were dominant, and really picking Rasheed Wallace up was that last piece for the Pistons, and a lot of people were critical of them because he's been such a controversial player, set all sorts of records for technical fouls when he was playing in Portland, was considered a cancer in spite of his great talent. But playing for Larry Brown, there's that North Carolina connection. They both went to Carolina. They both played for Dean Smith. And Larry was able to convince Rasheed, look, this is a chance for you to quiet your detractors and to win a championship. And the strategy worked.
And this is the end of the season for a Lakers team that had more than one controversial player.
No, just to put it mildly, of course, we all know about Kobe Bryant and his ongoing sexual assault trial. No one knows how that will come out during the offseason. I think, Steve, we've seen the last of this Lakers team. Kobe doesn't get along with Phil Jackson. He doesn't get along with Shaquille O'Neal. He's at the end of his contract. So I think the chances are that next year when the Lakers line up, you won't see Kobe Bryant. You may not see Phil Jackson because he's fighting with the Lakers owner, Jerry Buss, and he may not come back. And Karl Malone and Gary Payton, who both signed on to this team to try to finally win championships, odds are very good, I think, that Malone will retire and that the Lakers won't bring Payton back. So it'll be Shaquille O'Neal and a whole bunch of new faces next season.
Any idea where Phil Jackson might go next looking for a championship?
Well, he'll go and look for the youngest, best team he can find. That might be the Indiana Pacers. Or who knows, he might go back to the New York Knicks, who are looking for a coach, and that's where he played in the 1970s.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, Steve.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose latest book is Caddy for Life, The Bruce Edwards Story.